Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And my co-host, Barbara, will be here on here soon. And also today we have psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing, Dale?
I'm doing just fine. Super fine.
Okay. What'd you do this week?
This week. I have been glued to the television watching 90 Day Fiancé and 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I start to walk by the television, my mouth goes open, and I can't. I'm stuck. I can't get out of the chair.
Why do they call it 1,000 Pound Sisters?
What?
1,000 Pound Sisters are rubbing off on you.
Yeah, what did you ask, Johnny?
Why do they call it 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Because they're 1,000 pounds between the both of them. One's 700 and one's 300 pounds.
See. Okay.
And you're wondering why you can't stop eating. And it's just like, it's
sorry,
amazing.
Sorry, I interrupt you.
Oh, hi, Barbie.
Oh,
yeah, hi, Barbie.
Hello. Oh, you know, I tried calling, it didn't go through, and now it did. And I think I missed 1 minute, but I did not mean to interrupt. What are you guys talking about?
Well, he's been asking what I've been doing all week, and I said, I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé, and I've been watching 1,000 Pound Sisters, and I am about to put in my first application for work in years as far as a tarot card reader for this particular show.
Oh, that's great that you get this inclination that they would like your talent there. I have not seen it. Does this mean that a cumulative between the sisters, it equals
right.
to 1,000
right.
pounds?
Yeah, Barbara.
Wow, that's
Barbara,
a lot.
It's. I mean, you sit there and you walk by it. You can find it on TCL channel, and I do it on Roku on the Discovery channel. But on the TCL, they have all the 90 Day Fiancés, how you set up, I mean, things you learn, you would never learn in a million years, how you would set up to get a 90 Day Fiancé from overseas and all that you have to go through and when they first meet and what happens, and it goes on and on and on, okay? And then on
it's
the sisters, huh?
It's a lot. Remember, I was telling you, I love that show, too, 90 Day
right.
Fiancé. So I have to catch up on it. I didn't know there was a whole new season. We learn everything, what's good out there and funny, from you.
I don't know. I'm stuck on it. I am so stuck. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, even my husband, he'll pass by the TV and he goes, how am I going to go to work now? I got to see what happens.
I know. I love having it on.
Yeah, one girl had bypass surgery, one of the sisters, and she lost 124 pounds, and she got pregnant. I mean, with double birth control pill.
Well, they
Barbara?
Do say if you want to get pregnant, you're supposed to get healthy as you can, as fit as you can before
yeah.
that. Otherwise, it's a double whammy of just
right. But she had a beautiful baby boy. But anyway, I just found out now. I was in the swimming pool today, and I guess everybody's watching this because they said, "Oh, she's pregnant with her second child." I go, "What?" I said, "Don't
Holy
tell
shit.
Me." I'm just like so stuck on this.
Well, and then
they're
they become so celebrities in a certain way, reality star celebrities, and then then you really see some train wrecks.
Oh, yeah.
When they do the recap like a year later, it's hilarious. Mm-hmm.
What have you, what was the last time you watched it?
2 years ago. It was something I did with my ex. And, I mean, I turned him onto it. He thought, oh, well, what is that you're watching? And I go, just give it, like, 5 minutes. And he was hooked. He had to watch Marathon Style, too. It is entertaining.
I know. The same with my husband. He watches it for 5 minutes. What are you watching? And I go, just watch. He can't get away from the TV. We're talking, we sit down, and 5 hours later, we go, my God, what time is it? It's incredible. And there's so
That's
many different people in there. And the
we
thing is, what?
People binge watch because they can nowadays. And it just goes to show you the human nature. When we love something, we just can't get enough. We have to have more. Right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And Barbie, I was going to ask you this. I wanted to give you a tarot card reading on air next week, but I don't know if you want to do it through the TV or you want it to be through, you know, just regular.
Either way, let's just do the TV since I really have made breakthroughs yesterday and especially today on, wow, okay, I can actually jog a little bit around my place where you normally couldn't even walk a straight line, you know?
Yeah, really.
I'm organized and I redid my closet and I learned how to do the drill and, you know, I don't need anybody, and it's such a great feeling to be able to do everything, be your own handyman.
What drill? Oh, you're talking about a real drill. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
It's like here you can pretty much go everywhere in Nevada, in northern Nevada. It's not that bad, you know, so you can eat out and go places. It's not bad, you know, but it's coming down, but now there's a new variant. Be something, and that's all. I don't know, but I do want to do a reading on you next week. So whichever way
why
you want to do it, you let me know. I don't know why. I just need to give you a reading.
And it's weird because I've been having dreams, and then I just do what you say and think about it and work through why, you know, maybe I was thinking that, and it's just fine, but it is weird. The dreams are weird when you have them, and they're really intense, and they're very scary.
Yeah, I have them, too, and then it happens the next day. I was dreaming about the DMV, and then I got a letter from the DMV, or I was dreaming about something weird, and it happened, you know, so I know. It's very
right.
weird, but I mean, I feel
but
like
I
it's you.
I mean, it goes up and down. Remember, I thought, you know, I dreamt that I won $6,000, and then the next day I dreamt that I had bald spots all over my head. This was weird, you know, from great to really weird and bad.
Well, I just feel like it's a new year, so you're due for your new reading.
Oh, thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, what
I
is Sonny
wait.
Doing?
I'm
talking.
Excited. I don't know. Johnny, what are you doing?
I'm right here.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number. The number is 516-531-9874. And call in.
I can hear something in the background.
Right now. Johnny, you cannot multitask.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Johnny.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, it sounds like you are.
Well, I don't know what that sound is, but it's not me.
Unless it's Richard listening to something. Richard.
What?
I'm listening to something in the background.
What?
I'm talking now. Okay. Do we have anything going, Johnny, or what?
No, that's why I gave out the number, but that doesn't mean you won't.
Have you been promoting
I sure did. I put it on the everywhere we normally do, and it has the keywords like it normally does. So.
No, I don't know what's going on. What do you think, Barbara?
I feel like everybody just wants to have some very much alone time. It's just an off day. It was so beautiful and sunny. I don't think people are getting the vibe to do it. It's nothing against any of us at all. I just feel like it's just an off. Isn't that weird, Dale?
Should we change the day or not? I mean,
I think we should keep the day the same.
No.
I mean, some Fridays are just not good. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's anything we're doing. I mean,
no, let's do ours on Hump Day, Dale. Excuse me.
What?
No, we're fine. Let's do ours on Hump Day, Wednesday, Dale. We'll help get you over the hump. Sometimes, we'll do one where we go on camera, and we will make the callers show their face, Johnny, because that's what makes it so fun when we can see them. Why do they have to hide?
Well, that's true. And then I want to do like a tarot reading on Barbara at that point. So, that'll be good.
That'll be fun.
But I don't know what's going on now.
I don't know. It was really hot out. It was hot here, beyond hot. It was summertime weather. Right now it's 71, and it is, 5:10, and it's 71. It must have been really hot. Just like gorgeous.
Hmm.
It really inspired me.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, it's 50-something degrees here. What if they said almost 60? What if they said about the virus? Anything? Have they said anything?
I just heard that there's a new possible variant. I think we're figuring out a way so that people don't get sick from it. Because like my nephew, he's completely over. The only thing that happened with him is that he came downstairs and he said, "We're just for month medicine,"
Oh, wait, Johnny, who are you talking about?
My nephew. He had COVID.
Okay, I'm getting a funny sound into the.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Give out the number again. I'm hearing noise in the background. Funny sound. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, the number is 516-531-9874.
For a free reading.
Right.
Right. Can I put
you're
in
forgetting.
2 cents?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Yes,
go
Richard.
Ahead.
Yes, okay, 2 cents worth. An observation just jammed into my head. Do you realize of all the people that have come on this program, the bulk of them have been on the East Coast, and the East Coast is at a 8 o'clock time frame.
Yeah.
We on the West Coast are in a 5 o'clock frame. And possibly that might be a factor. This is what I call everybody a brain fart, okay? There you go. Think about it.
Well, I always said that I love it at 5, and Johnny always says that he loves it at 8. So it kind of worked out perfectly for us.
Well, okay, what it is, okay, you need to understand.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters at all. If the people want to talk, they'll pick up the phone and they'll call.
It's just a lucky day, luck of the draw night. But I was going to tell you, see, what happens is that when you become a paying member, what you do is you get to be able to schedule shows for prime time. And, that's what I put – that's the time that I have Dale on. So if I do it in the evening – it's actually not going to be prime time for Dale. So Dale would probably want prime time. That would be sort of the way that I would set it up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does to me. Okay, let me do something different. Is Barbara, let me just do a psychic reading on you, okay?
Okay.
Barbara, is that okay?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, this is the new year, And I just want to give out our number just again, 561, what is it? Johnny?
516-531-9874.
Okay, to call in now if you want a reading. But anyway, what I was saying to Barbara is, I had a question to ask. Did you know Kendra, by the way?
I met her. I have a picture with Kendra and all of them. But I didn't know her very well because by the time she came, I was already a playmate for 5 or 6 years. I was a playmate for 5 years before Holly came. So I was like working and flying around for the company and doing Playboy Playmate stuff. When they're the girlfriends and doing the show or just being the girlfriends and hanging out with Hef every day, you know, that it's like completely different life. So, but, you know, I did see her a couple times and I did meet her and I have a picture with her. I thought might as well get a picture with her because of The Girls Next Door, which is such a popular, it was a popular show.
Yeah. Mm. She just has a new one out that I wanted to tell you really quick. It was about her passing her real estate exam and then her working for a big real estate company in Hollywood, not knowing what she was doing. And it was so cute. It was just so cute.
Is this her life, you know, right now, even with her two children?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh,
she was doing real estate.
She's always seen the press, and it seems like she has some good press people because they keep this story with about Hugh Hefner alive, don't they? They really do.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
I mean,
it's been all over the web lately.
It.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It's all over
the
web.
A&E, it's a series on A&E called The Secrets, The Secrets of Playboy. And it's very interesting. I'm so sorry that they had a bad experience. It's just kind of interesting to think about back. It has triggered me because I did cry the first time I watched the first and second episode because when the one woman who was a bunny mother, I didn't know her because she stopped doing that in 82 and I came in 92, but she seemed really angry in the eyes, like really mad. Something happened to her. I have no doubt that she was traumatized and I'm sorry they were, but wow, I did not live in the world of the Playboy Bunny and the clubs and all that and the girlfriends and his bedroom or anything. I mean, I was a playmate, working playmate, and I can tell you just how wonderful he was. So, Dale, don't you think it's weird that, I mean, it's not weird. Hey, that's your boyfriend differently to you. I'm, you know, why would he care if I cut my hair off? I'm not his girlfriend, or maybe he thinks it looks good on me. But, because I did many times. 30 years of knowing Hef, I mean, I've changed my look, and then I hear that he's like was snippety with her. But, you know, I've had relationships where my boyfriend's that way with me and I'm that way with him. Well, that means it's not working out. Maybe you should break up. So I don't really, what do you think is the big deal? I mean, if she was in her 20 for 7 years around Hollywood, she'd get a lot more than a quaalude once in a while.
Well, look,
she had to be home at 9 o'clock for 7 years.
Are you talking Kendra? Are you saying Kendra?
Well, all three of them lived there, and they had multiple-year contracts. I know that Holly was there a little before Kendra. So I think Kendra was there 5-6 years. Holly was there 6-7 years.
Yeah, something like that. What do I think? I think Kendra, after watching her, does not know a whole bunch about life. And she's a real sweetheart, and she's more of a follower, and she would do anything Hef wanted her to do. Of course, I'm sure there was good money in it at the time, but anything she wanted, she would do because she didn't know any better. That's what I think.
Me
she was so
too.
Young when she got there, she was like 20 or something like that. And I don't know much about our past, but I'm watching the show. It's on it's on HGTV. You have to subscribe to it, and I love it. It's $4.99 a month. I just, that's all I watch. But anyway,
well,
it's
I liked her because she seemed more authentic than the rest. And I mean, believe me, when I ran into them at the Playboy Mansion in the middle of the day, because we were shooting, we were doing interviews, and a bunch of playmates were there around the pool with our stuff at the table, and they come on set. Actually, no photographers, no crew was on at the pool at the time yet. And they really were, like, looking right through us, like, hi, not like just the rest of the sorority sisters, like all the playmates are. I guess they think they're not playmates and they're not one of us. It is a wall. It's a barrier. And to live wanting to be a Playboy playmate with the founder of the magazine for 6 or 7 years and wanting to marry him, and you never get to be one, and the whole world hears his critique on you, yes, it's a scornful feeling probably. But,
well,
wow,
didn't,
you're
didn't
the one who stayed for 7 years.
Wait, didn't Hef marry somebody? I thought he married somebody.
Yes, right after Holly and Hef broke up, shortly after that, he married Crystal, which is another kind of slap in the face, really. I mean, right away. But doesn't that happen a lot, Dale?
Yes.
The people, they break up after a long one. Why? And they marry right the next one they marry. Why?
Look, this is in my counseling, which I have done so much of. When I deal with men, I've noticed this a lot. They break up with one girl. They don't want to be alone. So the first person that lands on them is the one they marry. Johnny was like that. It was like whoever landed on him got married to him, you know, and they
really,
were all
the luck of
not,
the draw.
And luck of the draw. They were not, what do you call it? It's just the luck of the draw.
Fabulous.
And I don't know how that happens. It just happens. But
it happens,
it's
a lot, and it's strange. It's just something. And I even asked Mary O'Connor, and she was Hef's right-hand woman. You probably would recognize this very tall, over 6 feet tall woman, elderly, that was by his side. She was so funny. And I said, Mary, that is strange. He was with her for so many years and broke up, and now right away is marrying Crystal? Well, that was so fast. I don't, like, what? What is it? And Mary goes, it just works, Barbara. It just works.
It's a word.
She just fits in. She just fits in or something like that.
All right, you got to look at the whole picture. Hefner was not that good looking. He wasn't that sexy. He was just average. How he made this multi-million dollar business grow like nobody's ever seen is beyond my comprehension. Beyond. And,
well,
and I wanted to add
something. Sorry, go on.
A lot of luck. And a lot of luck, though. A lot of luck with working hard. Combo, you know, combination of that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Barbara, I have to tell you something before Johnny intervenes. What I've learned my whole, I mean, watching this 90-day marriage or fiance and the 1,000-pound sisters.
Oh, yeah.
They're selling. This is, Barbara, you got to hear this. They're selling their feet. They put their feet in Jell-O. And one girl made over $1 million just, you know, photographing her feet. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, I know. She found her niche. Some people,
I mean,
are
that
just
was
mad about this.
Yeah, there's one, and there was two or three other things. I mean, I hate to say this, but they were selling. The one girl that made the $1 million, the girl that was, I don't know if you've seen her, but she was bisexual and normal or whatever, through farts.
Yeah.
She was making $1 million. What are we doing wrong?
Oh my gosh. Well,
yes, what are we doing wrong indeed?
We will find out.
Well, what I was gonna say, what I found amazing was about the Hugh Hefner was that you know, most moms, when you hear, when they hear the word Playboy, they get a little upset, you know. And actually, Hugh Hefner started the magazine with money from his mom.
He what?
He started the magazine with money, with a loan from his mother.
Wait, I'm not.
She invested. She invested some money. Okay.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his mother financed selling anything.
Yeah, part of it. 300.
I'm going to tell you right now, selling sex toys. That makes a whole lot of Google money. It makes an enormous amount of money. Having sex
How are
parties
we going
with
to be
sex-
doing that? Are we supposed to get an inventory? Are we supposed to get an inventory, Gail?
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, Dale Caller.
What? Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, area code 229, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Aloha.
Guess we don't have
it. You're on with Psychic Gail Shear.
This
is
Psychic.
Something wrong with their phone?
But she this person has the has they were making the up symbol. Area code 229. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, good.
Oh, hi. Who is this?
Hi. Yes, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing?
I'm doing better. Yes, ma'am. Thank you all for taking my call.
Oh, that's right. You
and
called in before.
Yeah, where are you calling from again, Melvin?
Georgia.
Okay. How can I help you this time?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in need for a kidney transplant. So
right.
I did a GoFundMe page on my Facebook page, and I just want to know is I'm gonna get a lot of people to donate to help me get a kidney transplant.
You are going to get a transplant. It may take a little bit, but you are. And stick with that GoFundMe. That's important because there's people out there that would match you. So, and I would put it on Facebook. I would put it on everywhere you can put it.
Yes, ma'am. A friend of mine stayed out in California. He played professional football with the San Francisco 49ers, and he lived in the same hometown I do, but he's still out in California. I told his sister today to contact him and tell him to pass away with the NFL players and stuff and see can I get up enough money for my
money. I don't think it's money. I think it's a match. It has to match.
Oh, really?
I mean, are you on Medicare of any kind?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on Medicare. I'm a U.S. veteran, a United States Marine Corps
Stop
veteran.
Stop with me right there. You need to call the Vet Society. You need to call Medicare. You need to call them all. They will pay for it.
Right.
Okay?
So how
they
long
will...
before I get a transplant?
I don't know about time, but I know it's soon. But, I mean, you need to call Medicare. You need to call all these places. And they will pay for it. So it's a matter of the GoFundMe of you finding a match. You have to find a match. If you find a match, you'll be fine.
Yes, ma'am. But I will find a match eventually.
Yes, you will. Just be positive. Yes, you will, darling, okay? And my prayers are with you. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That's that guy called. He was a Marine, and I wanted to eventually do a show where he and Richard were on the same show.
I know. Yeah. I remember. Is there anything else?
Not right now, no. But that doesn't mean there won't be.
Okay.
Do you want me to give the number?
Yes.
Okay.
As many times as you can.
531-9874. Free reading.
Well, tell them what it's for, Johnny.
A free psychic reading.
Oh, my goodness. Right now.
Okay.
Everybody, we're live. Oh, my gosh. Hey,
yes, we're live.
Have fun here. Call for your free psychic reading. And they are very expensive. By the way, Gail Shear is one of the top 100 psychics in the United States and the world in my book. So here she is,
okay.
Everybody. We usually have 20
Barbara,
people.
I'll go back to heaven in a moment, but I wanted to say just a few things of what's coming through my head. As far as what's going to happen to you in the next few months, there's going to be an opportunity for you to be on television. There's going to be to possibly lead to your own show or do something with your own show. I don't know why I feel that, but I feel that. And it's coming up rather soon, within the next 6 months or less.
And you
there
never
is,
say this.
I know.
I mean, you never just have this feeling where you have to talk to me about it.
Right. Well, let me finish. And then I see you filming. I see you filming in a warm climate. So I don't know if that's Florida, Hawaii, or what, but I see you filming in a warm climate. And there's going to be a catch to this. In other words, it could be connected to Playboy or it could be connected to something else. But it's something for you to understand that there's going to be a lot of people that are really thinking about you at this time. And they're going to want you to go places.
Too.
Yeah, they're going to want you to go places and do things. You know, that's what's happening. I also see, and do me a favor, if I should call you, you know my number is 808. Please pick up because that means I'm getting something. Yeah, that means I'm getting something about
and
you.
And that's
that
important to call right away.
Yeah,
I
that's an urgency.
Right
that's
okay.
A super urgency. I see with your daughter, how's she doing with that guy?
Oh, my gosh. She loved him so much, and he loved her. He's obsessed with her. I've never seen her happier in her entire life.
Oh, how sweet. How old is he? How old is he?
15.
And she's?
And she is 14.
Okay,
but
so that's
same
her
grade.
First love.
She'll be 15 soon. Happy
yeah,
love
that's her
for
first
sure.
love, right? Right?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yes.
So that's very special.
He wants to marry her.
Oh, too young to be thinking about that.
But it's so sweet.
It is sweet. It is sweet. And,
but what do you
what's
see? Are you seeing something?
I see that there is a potential for marriage there, as crazy as it sounds. But I got married
I know,
at 18.
I feel it too.
I got married.
Isn't that crazy?
I got married at 18, and I was with my husband when I was 16. So I totally understand that first love mix. And she's a real sweet girl, and she's super nice, and he likes that about her. What does he want to do? Because I'm seeing something with aircraft. I'm seeing something with police. I'm seeing something like that. What does he want to do when he gets older?
He wants to be a professional football player on the NFL.
Oh, wow.
And he is really already, I mean, they're looking at him already, and he's a freshman.
Okay. So who wants to be in connection with police and law and all that, or what's going on there?
I don't know. I don't want police and all that. I've already tried that once. It wasn't because of the police. It was the person, but you know, it's just not something that I'm gravitating towards. I don't know where you're feeling.
Okay, that was your past. That was your past. I'm sorry. So with
yeah.
her, what does she want to do?
Well, I just think she wants to do something creative, probably with technology, people person, outdoors, and maybe just really be a supportive, wonderful wife and a great house homemaker. And raise little babies for her mom and
well,
to be a very happy grandma.
No, I feel very strong about this guy being picked for the NFL. What school does he go to?
Edison in Huntington Beach. It's a high school.
Okay. And he's really going for it at this point.
He's really going for it. His father really wants him to go for it hard. They practice. They have bruises all over. He's over 6 feet tall. I mean, you should see the muscles. And but he's, you know, wiry boy, cute boyish, you know. But he will probably be a really great male athlete. And he's so sweet. And they're Christians. And they just love her. And they're just watched over with a lot of chaperoning, which makes me feel
okay.
good.
Okay, that's good.
We have a caller, by the way. We have a caller.
Go ahead. Hey. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, good. 828, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, this is Stan in Virginia. How you doing?
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
I'm doing great. My first time speaking with you, I think.
Okay.
Your name's Dale?
Let me say, yes. Let me say this much. Sometimes I do this. Is it you connected with police and law or anything of that sort?
I'm sorry, connecting with what?
Police or law?
I don't think so. I'm not in law enforcement myself.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because when I start picking those things up, sometimes it's the person ahead of the person that is having that issue. So, all right, excuse me. We'll forget about it because it's not that I'm wrong. I'll find out where I'm picking it up. But how can I help you?
Oh, well, I'm transitioning out of a marriage with the mother of my 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I'm, you know, happy to be happening. I've got excited about the future, even though it's sort of, some of it's unknown right now. And I was calling to see what perspective you might be able to give me on,
sure.
on what the future holds.
What type of work do you do now?
Well, I'm mostly kind of a retired guy. I'm 69 years old. But I'm looking at, there's a healing. I seem to have a gift for a healing modality or two, and that gives me a lot of.
All right. Have you thought about massage therapy?
I've thought about getting some.
Because the healing ability you have is connected with your hands. And it's also connected if you wanted to do massage therapy, a lot of times they heal. So it's up to you if you want to go in that direction. But you definitely do have healing ability, and you're extremely psychic as well. So you have that going for you too. It's like you feel things, you know things, and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I mean I felt this, and I've been told this before about my hands.
Can't you feel the warmth coming out of your hands sometimes if you just there's energy from your hands?
Right. Yes, I do.
But that's not going to make you any money that much. I mean, you know, as far as yes, you can be a healer. Yes. You can do cards and be a psychic as well. So, I mean, it's up to you what direction you – what are the other directions you want to go in?
Yes, I just have so many interests. Trying to bring it down to a focus is a bit of a challenge. But
well, give me a few of the interests that are the top three.
Well, I really enjoy some energy work that I do. It can be distance healing. I just really enjoy, it makes me feel good to help other people heal. And
okay, I can feel your energy. I can feel your energy right now. So that's good.
Okay.
Send it over to me. I can use some of that.
Okay, I'll send it to you when I'm finished here. I also, you know, in my early career, my early 20s, I was a carpenter. And I I really like doing things with my hands, not just healing, but creating. You know, restored and renovated houses. I mean, I'm now living on my family farm where my grandfather lived, and it's a very old house, and I'm basically reviving the farm the way it used to be.
Wow.
New buildings, and I've got
That's
a
exciting.
7-year-old son that, I mean, we got 75 acres, and we got lots of room to run, I'm enjoying this lifestyle, having been
okay.
Let's
stop that for the moment and pick up both of these, because you have the healing ability and you also enjoy restoring homes. So go ahead and do that. That's something you'll love more than anything. What city is the acreage in?
It's in the southern part of Virginia.
Okay.
Used to be an old tobacco farm.
Wow. I just feel, you know, it's crazy, but I feel like something is hidden on that property. I don't know what it is, but I feel like something hidden. So I don't know if you come across it or not, but it is something hidden. I feel for the first time in your life, you're very relaxed, you're enjoyable, everything is good, and leave it that way.
Yeah, it's good. It's all good. So
it's all really good, except do you not have a mate at this point?
No, I don't have a mate. I mean, I'm not really thinking too much about that if the thought comes across, but I'm so devoted to spending time with my son, and I'm in the process of working that whole thing out with his mother as far as meditation and stuff, but
well, that's
he brings
okay.
me
You'll
great
be,
joy.
You will be very successful at doing that, so not to worry. It'll take a little bit of talking to her, but guess what? It'll work itself out. He'll spend time with you, a lot of time with you, and he's going to want to learn all about the farm, so that's all good.
Yes. So that's awesome.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Dale. I'll send you what I've got, and may you be well, okay?
Well, thank you very much, darling, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
You know, I must say, it's interesting, when because we've had two men call, usually it's women, women usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I get, on my regular radio shows, I get 50 men and 50 women, you know, as far as that's concerned. Yeah, I do. Okay, give out the number again, Johnny.
Yeah, the number again is 516-531-9874 for a free psychic reading.
Okay. Now, Barbara, where were we?
I know. It was fun. We were talking about something, like feeling like we both felt like something good's going to come. And we dropped it off about my daughter's boyfriend, but you said you had a good feeling about, it's weird, but the marriage, and so do I. It's strange. I would never think that. But, you know, you get a feeling,
no,
you get a feeling, right?
I would never think that either, but he is so much in love with her. It's their first love, and that's the strongest love of a union, is the first love, so that's all good. That's all
very
that's
powerful.
All really, really powerful, and it's, you know, it's really good. I see a lot of
Thank you. I'm glad you, because as a mom, you want to, any little extra encouragement and feeling of, okay, he's a great guy, he's a good guy, she's on the right path, that makes a mom feel good.
That's true.
It makes the mom feel good. I'm dropping her off to see him right this second. Okay.
Oh,
happy.
Does she know does she know what I said?
Yeah, she was smiling. She was beaming. I knew it would be good. I have a feeling that it would be, so I didn't tell you she was right here.
Well, let's just make sure she doesn't get pregnant before her time, because she's young, you know, and fertile. And we don't want that to happen.
We've had that talk.
Yeah, and there's also birth control.
Good talk. We're very open about that and have the talks, and she, you know, I'm going to get her on that soon. But, okay. So.
Yeah, it's good. At this age, it's fine to put her on those. They have very mild ones. And they're good.
Dale, yeah, yes, it's even better. But Dale, the family just moved like closer to us, like 2 minutes away from me, and I was doing a lot of driving. You know,
uh-huh.
So she could see him. Yes, isn't that amazing? They just bought a house, so that means they're going to be here for a while.
That is super good for her. She can go over and spend time with him, and you know, it's all good.
And did you know they were almost going to move back to Gilbert, Arizona, which was a complete coincidence that she had lived 2 years in Gilbert, Arizona, and that's actually his hometown. Right before we moved here, that's where we lived for 2 years because I was going to marry that man, and it didn't work out, so we moved back, and I said, well, let's go to Huntington Beach, and that is the connection she has with this guy, too, and it's such a small little town over in Arizona.
Yeah, it's really, really wild, unbelievably wild.
Yeah.
That's all called meant to be. Those are all signs in the road. Those are all the signs you should follow. Yeah, there are signs in the road, and that sign she should follow, and she's a good kid, and she's very smart. I wish you'd send me a picture of her, because I don't remember if you have or you haven't.
I will send
her
right over.
I want to see what she looks like. She is always going to be very good to you and care about you and take care of you. So that's all good.
Yeah.
Is that all you have? You only have one child?
Yes, she was a twin, but the boy died at birth. And then I did have two more miscarriages. So I wanted to have more, but I just have one.
That is caused by fibroids. That's what that was caused by.
Okay. I mean, I got pregnant very late, too. I mean, I had her at 37, I think.
That's not that late. That's not that late.
Yeah,
I
but that's why one of the twins died. That happens so often in, you know, when you're older. But it was really rare that I got pregnant with twins. I mean, this very low percentage of people naturally that do get pregnant with twins. I was very excited. But that would have been hard because knowing that her dad was killed by a drunk driver when she was not even two, I would have had two little kids. And that is so much harder than one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is. That is. I feel so sorry for you in that happening. But, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so long ago. I mean, she is almost 15 now. I, you know, am fine. And things happen for a reason. And like you said, we are very close. And she loves me so much. And I feel that. But remember when I was down because I was going through the blues because the teenager years were hard? Oh, my gosh. She's so nice. And she met this guy. And it's been like 6 months. And she's so nice. Yeah.
Well, that part's really great.
Yeah.
That part is really, really, really great. Also, there's something I pick up. I want to say there's going to be another magazine out that is similar to Playboy. Not Penthouse or any of those, but similar, where it'll be a lot of articles, but half of the women will be kind of, you know, in the nude-ish. But I see that coming out. I also see, how old was Hef when he died?
91.
Barbara, I found a picture of Priscilla. Do you want me to send it to her?
No, I want to pick out the picture of Priscilla that I would like to send. Because since I'm the mom, I have thousands of photos of my daughter. But thank you, Donnie.
Good.
I have no idea what photo that is. I mean, it could be the worst photo ever.
You were her in the picture.
Anyway, I will just send it myself.
Just send it to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to my phone. So
how
are we doing,
two of you
Johnny?
Together?
No callers, but I mean, you know, I think that today's been, you know, okay. I mean, we had two callers, so it was okay. And like I said, I don't know. I mean, they tend to, you know, just when we think there are no callers, they come back and appear. So.
I don't know, but last week we had the same problem, so I don't know what's going on. But
know.
You know.
And then sometimes we have for weeks in a row lots of people. So I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
There is no rhyme, no reason. There's no holiday. So, you know, it's almost the first of the month. That may have something to do with it, but I don't know. I just see
full.
I see a lot of happiness for you, and I see a lot of happiness for her, and I see new things coming up for you. I believe that this, whatever it's called, the COVID or Omicron or whatever, I think it's winding down, so more things are going to open. If we don't have a war with Russia, which is 50-50 at this point, they're withholding because of China, because China is going to be having the Olympics. And they don't want Russia to start a war in the midst of them having the Olympics. So maybe after that, there's a possibility. But at the same token, I feel with this Ukraine thing in Russia, and I'm not a world predictor, but I feel like anything can set putting them off. I mean, you know, but at the same token, he knows what this entails. They're going to tap his money. They're going to tap whatever he owns in this country. They're just going to lock it up. So he knows this, and, you know, maybe he's thinking twice.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds so intense, as it is.
It is. You know, we don't need this right now in our lives. Between inflation and housing. Oh, I have to tell you something about my neighbor up in Tahoe, right across. She was out painting her house or whatever, and this guy walked up to her and said, do you know of anybody in the neighborhood selling a house? And she said, well, I'll sell mine for $1 million. He bought it.
Oh, my gosh.
Swear
that's
to God, he
so
bought it.
Random. That is so meant to be, too.
I know. So she's moving to the Bay Area. She has another condo down there, but she's moving to the Bay Area, which she was getting ready to do anyway.
Wow.
I just
what
thought,
a freedom feeling.
I'm going like, why doesn't that stuff ever happen to me?
Oh, it probably does, and you just don't notice it as much.
Oh, excuse me. I would notice something like that.
That is really crazy.
Okay, so what else? What else do you want to talk about?
Well, you saw, with your ex-husband, you saw a ghost in a bank one day, something like that.
What?
That was just crazy.
No,
you,
no.
A spirit.
No.
Okay. Are you going to tell us?
That wasn't me.
Oh.
That wasn't
that you
me.
You saw with your husband a ghost somewhere in the public.
No.
And they're kind of following you out of a store.
Hmm. No. That's
not at all you. That's weird. Do you remember
not
that story, Johnny? From anybody?
No.
That's weird. No. Okay. Well, do you want to schedule that and, like, just keep this open, everybody, and do our Wednesday where I get my tarot reading by Gail because she has some very intense feelings that I need one and some good things are coming my way and we want to fine tune it and I get so excited.
Okay, are we going to do it Wednesday or Friday? Which are we going to do?
I think we should do it Friday.
Well, how long does mine take? How long does the whole thing take for one person, me?
Oh, for a reading?
Just want to make sure that the callers have
Well,
time.
If you have a list of questions, it could take a half hour or so, you know?
Okay, well,
but I could.
Okay, let's just play it by ear, and we'll you and I, Dale, will talk because I'm answering the phone at a moment's notice whenever you call me this week, okay? And I hope you do. I'm excited. And
well, yeah, but no, pick a day. Do you want to do it Do you want to do it Friday like Johnny wants, if that's okay?
Okay. If that, we're going to do it Friday anyway. We're going to do a show anyway. So if we add one, I'll let you know. I mean, I will talk to you about it personally.
Okay.
You and me. We will talk about it. And
all right.
We will. Yeah. Set it up.
All right.
Okay,
you want to
go to DaleShear.com, our wonderful psychic here tonight. Every Friday we have her. And go there this week and find out how you can book your private reading. And that will be all to yourself. And make sure you always listen every Friday for Psychic Dale Shear and get your free reading. And hear this show and all of our other ones on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube, our YouTube channel. And please like and subscribe. All right.
Yeah, you
want to
give out my number, Barbie? Barbie,
yes.
Give out my number.
Yes, I do. Dale Shear's direct line is 808-372-1816. If you forget it, DaleShear.com. She has a beautiful website. Check it out, everybody. So it's always good to hear from you guys and start our wonderful weekend off with our wonderful friends, Johnny,
right.
Dale, Richard, and Barbara, signing off. Aloha.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha, darling. Bye-bye.